the challenges of youth. For youth in the path of Islam stand tall. For youth in the path of Islam stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله رب العالمين There are so many benefits of us reciting salawat upon the beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم and among those benefits is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that the one who recites salawat upon me 1,000 times daily, he will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah azza wa jal, what a beautiful benefit for salawat. Now we may just think that 1,000 times of salawat per day, that's a large number, but think of it. If we just recite sallallahu ala Muhammad or sallallahu alaihi wasallam already, those are salawat as well. Sallallahu alayhi Muhammad is a salawat. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a salawat. Subhanallah azza wa jal. And there are various other salawat. Still, we may think it is a large number, 1,000 times every day. But think, what a great benefit we are receiving. That we are being blessed to see our place in Jannah. What a great ni'mah that is. When you think of the prize, then the effort seems very little. You're reciting 1,000 salawat, but what a great ni'mah you are receiving from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is through an abundance of salawat upon the beloved of Allah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We welcome our dear viewers back to another episode of The Challenges of Youth. Yes, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. In this silsila, we address various challenges that the youth do face. And we take Islamic guidance on how to overcome those challenges. And for today, we have a very, very important topic that affects many youth. Many young people that just go into marriage, they get married and within a short while, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses many people with the ni'mah, with the great blessing of children. And that's the point at which it hits many of us. Allahu Akbar. Time has gone by so quickly. Just a little while ago, I was a child. And then I grew up. My parents grew me up. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And Allah blessed me that I got married. And after I got married, it seems like such a short time has passed since my childhood. And now, Alhamdulillah, Allah blesses me with children. Now I need to focus upon a good upbringing of my children as well, isn't it? That is the worry of every parent, especially every young parent. How am I going to grow my children up, give them a good Islamic upbringing such that they are pleasing servants to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so today, inshallah, azza wa jal, we are going to discuss the importance of a good upbringing, inshallah ta'ala. But first, we're going to listen to a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved of Allah, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And immediately after the kalam, we will be back discussing our topic for today, inshallah. You stay tuned and enjoy this beautiful kalam in praise of our beloved, the universal beloved, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Aqa bulalo madine, Aqa bulalo madine, Gumbade Khazra dikhaye aakhri nabi Gumbade Khazra dikhaye aakhri nabi Meethe Madine mein bulaye aakhri nabi Phir Gumbade Khazra dikhaye aakhri nabi میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی آ کر کروں روتے ہوئے کعبے کا میں طواف آ کر کروں روتے ہوئے کعبے کا میں طواف مکے کے جلوے پھر دکھائے آخری نبی پھر تیرے گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، تیرے گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں رب کی عبادت کی مجھے توفیق چاہیے، رب کی عبادت کی مجھے توفیق چاہیے، فرمائیے حق سے دعائیں آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، آقا بلانا مدینے بلائے، آقا بلانا مدینے، آقا بلانا مدینے، آقا بلانا مدینے، بعد آپ کے ہرگز نہ آئے گا نبی نیا، بعد آپ کے ہرگز نہ آئے گا نبی نیا، واللہ ایمان ہے میرا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، آقا سنگری جالیوں کے روبرو ہو کاش، آقا سنگری جالیوں کے روبرو ہو کاش، ایمان پہ میرا خاتمہ ہے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں دے دے شفاعت کی مجھے خیرات خیر سے، دے دے شفاعت کی مجھے خیرات خیر سے، روزے قیامت بخشوائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، آقا بلانا مدینے بلائے، آقا بلانا مدینے، آقا بلانا مدینے، آقا بلانا مدینے، اب وقت رحلت آ گیا عطار زار کا، اب وقت رحلت آ گیا تار زار کا، جلوہ دکھا کلمہ پڑا ہے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی آقا بلال و مدینے.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, mashallah, what a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved of Allah, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and how much serenity it brings to our hearts when we hear the praise of the beloved of Allah. This in itself is proof of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam found in every one of our hearts, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, that when we hear him praised, then joy comes to our hearts, smiles come to our faces, and alhamdulillah, our iman feels refreshed, we feel rejuvenated when we hear the beautiful praise of the blessed city of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It increases our yearning to be there, alhamdulillah. May Allah azza wa jal bless you, bless me, bless us all to visit the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara with Murshida Kareem. Ameen. Bijahi Khatam al-Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, as we had promised, as we had mentioned, that after the kalam, we're going to get into our topic of discussion for today. And that is the importance of giving our children a good tarbiyah. Subhanallah. The importance of a good upbringing. Now, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us with a special love in our hearts for our children. That is a ni'mah of Allah, that in every parent's heart, you find a special love for their offspring, a special love for their children. No one needs to teach a mother or a father how to love their child. It's just natural. Many a times before the child is born, there's already a love that has grown in the heart of the parent. And thus, when the child is first born, within the first moments or within the first short while, within the first day of the child being born, you find that the parents are already hugging the child, holding the child, kissing the child, taking care of the child. When did they learn to love the child? This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mah that Allah azza wa jal has placed in the hearts of parents, a special love for their children. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has grown a strong and beautiful bond between parent and child. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Through that love that we have for our children, through that love that parents have for their children, they want to do the best for their children and they want to give the best to their children. You find that amongst the loves that you find in the world, amongst the different types of love, love between different people that you find in the world, one of the most selfless loves, one of the most selfless types or kinds of love is the love from a parent to a child. The love from a parent to a child. The parent loves the child so much and does not expect anything in return. If you ask a parent, a mother, a father, you are loving this child, you are caring for this child, you are doing so much for this child, what is this child going to do for you? That is not their concern. Is the child going to give you anything back? That is not their concern. They love the child and unconditionally love their child. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. This love for their child is so strong in their hearts that they want to give the best to their child. Many times, you find a hasad within the world, you find a jealousy that people want others to have, but they don't want others to have better than they have. And if someone else has better than they have, then they wish that that could come to them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that, protect us from hasad. Hasad is a trick of shaitan. However, it is widespread and it is found throughout the world. But you find that parents do not have this for their children. Usually parents don't have a hasad for their children. They don't have a jealousy towards their children. They don't think that whatever difficulties I went through, my child must go through. No, no. Parents want that whatever difficulties I went through, my child should not go through that. Whatever ni'mas and bounties and beauties I could not have, I want my child to have that too. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. What a selfless love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed between parent and child. This is such a great ni'mah, such a great bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. And so, parents go to great extents in trying to ensure that their children have the best. They try to ensure that their children go to the best schools. They try to ensure that their children go to the best madaris, the best madrasas. They try to ensure that their children go to the best universities. They try to ensure that the clothing that they couldn't afford to have when they were young, they want their children to have that. The luxuries that they couldn't afford when they were young, they want their children to have that. If the parent had to walk to school, then they want that the child is able to drive to school or to be taken via a means of transport. They want ease for the child. If the parent could not afford when they were young certain special clothing or warm clothing, they want to work hard to ensure that the child has that special and warm clothing so that their child may be comfortable. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Again, the love that Allah Azza wa Jal has placed in the heart of the parent for the child. And there are so many different various aspects that the parent focuses upon, like a good education, an education like no other. If the parent is able to read and write, they want their child to then be a degree holder, to study in a university, to study in a jami'ah, to hold a certain degree. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So parents strive towards these things. However, the most important part of a child's life and that which is most important for the child's future. And by future, we do not just mean dunyavi future, because there is a future within the world that the child may live. Allah Ta'ala knows best how long the child will live for, but the child would live in the world inshaAllah Ta'ala, and as the child lives in the world, the child will go through difficulties, because this is the dunya. As much as we try to make it comfortable, there will be areas and times of difficulty. However, we need to make such investments, and we need to think so far ahead for our children that we look beyond just the worldly life and we look at the afterlife as well. That we look beyond just the worldly life and we look at the afterlife as well. So yes, both things should be kept in mind, that we want the best life within dunya for our child and we want the best life within the akhirah for our child as well. We want our child to be the best Muslim and to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this, it is of utmost importance that we give the child a good upbringing. And within that upbringing, we need to give the child what we call a tarbiyah. Tarbiyah is training. And there's a difference between education and training. There's a difference between teaching and training. Because teaching, education, can happen once off. But tarbiyah is something that a parent needs to do. Tarbiyah is constant training. Tarbiyah is where we have to work on it over and over again, time and time again. There's not a moment that you can completely leave it, because the moment you leave it, there is someone waiting to attack. There is someone waiting to take over, and that is Shaitan. Aduwwun Mubin, isn't it? He's the open enemy. Allah Azza wa Jalla has told us that he's our open enemy. There is no secret. So Shaitan is waiting to attack our children and to take them away from the straight path. And thus, a parent needs to be very careful and give their child an excellent, a good tarbiyah, so that the child may live as a good human being, the child may live as a good Muslim and die as a good Muslim as well. Now, we may just think that how is it that I'm going to give my child a good tarbiyah, and at which point in the child's life must the good tarbiyah start? Must the good training, the good upbringing start? There's a beautiful waqi'ah, a beautiful story, that once someone came to a pious person and brought his young child, a child approximately 4 or 5 years old. Now, a child at 4 or 5 years old, there's not much that the child knows. There's a lot more for the child to learn. It seems like it's a very early stage in the child's life. Now, just 4 or 5 years old, someone brought their child to this pious personality, to a wise personality, and said, "Oh, pious personality, oh buzurg, oh wise person, I need some assistance. I need some assistance, that I want some guidance as to how can I give my child a good tarbiyah. How can I give my child a good upbringing, an Islamic upbringing?" This pious personality, this wise personality told this person that now you are coming very late. You are coming now, this is already very late. So the person says that I'm bringing my child to you when my child is just 4 or 5 years old. The child is still very young and you are telling me, Huzur, that I'm coming very late. He says, yes, you are coming very late. So this person asks, then at what age should I have started the tarbiyah of this child? At what age should I have started the tarbiyah of this child if 4 or 5 years old is already very late? And this pious personality then advises that the tarbiyah of this child should have started the day you were looking towards someone who you want to marry to be the mother of the child. That is the point at which the tarbiyah of the child, the training of the child, the upbringing of the child was supposed to start. Allahu Akbar. Before the existence of the child, already the tarbiyah had to begin. In fact, the tarbiyah of our children begins with us. The tarbiyah of our children begins with us, then passes on to our spouses, and then it reaches our children. Firstly, we ourselves need to be good. If we want our children to be good, we ourselves need to be good. When we can be good, inshallah azza wa jal, then our children would follow that path. Very importantly as well, we discussed the Islamic concept of marriage on this beautiful silsila, during this beautiful silsila of the challenges of youth as well, and the importance of having a good spouse. The importance of looking towards piety in a spouse, that if one wants to marry, one must look towards a pious person to marry. Why? Because that pious person is going to be the mother of our children. Or if it's an Islamic sister and she is looking for a husband, then that pious husband is going to be the father of her children. So she needs to be good herself and she needs to have a pious spouse. A male needs to be good himself and he needs to have a pious spouse, a pious wife as well. And when both the parents are pious, when both the parents are muttaqi, when both the parents are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they stay within the boundary set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they stay away from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited, then insha'Allah azza wa jal, when they be a child, insha'Allah, the child will follow suit and the child will also live a life the way they are living in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that upbringing of our children, it begins with us. It begins with us, it passes on to our spouses. We need to try to be good. We need to try to ensure that our spouses are good. And then we look towards having pious children. Thereafter, people would make dua. After the spouses, both try to be pious as well. Then make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with a pious progeny. There is a beautiful dua in the Holy Quran as well. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. So this dua as well, we should try to read, begging of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us, to make our spouses, to make our children pious, muttaqi, to make our children, those children who are going to be good leaders in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. Then during the pregnancy, if the mother is to fall pregnant, during the pregnancy, it is important, it is of utmost importance that the mother and the father both busy themselves in acts of ibadah, in acts of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Haven't we heard about the mother of our Ghothe Park, Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, that whilst Ghothe Park was in the blessed womb of his mother, and his mother would recite the Holy Quran, Ghothe Park, rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali would listen and learn the Quran. Whilst a lady is pregnant, there are many things that she may do that may harm the child. If she partakes in wrong deeds, in bad doings, then it would harm the child. Doctors would tell us as well, if she partakes in substance abuse, it becomes harmful for the child. Loud noises as well can become harmful for the child. If all of this can be harmful for the child, then can't it be that the recitation of the Holy Quran is good for the child? Can't it be that dhikrullah is good for the child? And most definitely it is. It takes effect. And subhanallah azza wa jalla, when the child is born, then is the stage at which adhan is given in the ear of the child, iqama is given, a good name is given, and that is among the rights of the child, that we give the child a good name, and then we continue with the tarbiyah of the child. Keeping an Islamic environment in the home, ensuring that when the child grows up, or whilst the child is growing up, the child sees the parents performing salah, the child sees the parents eating halal, the child sees the parents taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reciting the Holy Quran, reciting salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Children are such beings that they learn via looking. They learn by looking, they learn by observing. Parents previously would sometimes say, don't do what I do what I tell you to do. Don't do what I do what I tell you to do. But this way of parenting is not going to work now. This way of parenting, if the parent is going to do wrong themselves constantly in the presence of the child, then no matter how many times the parent tells the child to do right, the child would follow the footsteps of the parent. And if the parent is doing wrong, then the child will do wrong too. Don't we see little children? Subhanallah, how wonderful it is. We see little children that whilst the parents are performing salah, they don't know how to perform salah. The children don't know how to perform salah, but they start to imitate the actions of the parents. You find children as little as 1 and 2 years old already trying to perform sajda with their parents, trying to perform ruku' with their parents. And what a beautiful thing this is. Children who are just learning to utter their first words and they're saying, Allah, Allah, what a wonderful thing this is. Where do we think they learn this from? They learn this from observing. And when the child watches beautiful good things taking place, they begin to imitate that as well. But if they observe bad things taking place, then they will do the same. If the parent is violent, then from a young age, the child becomes violent. If the parent is vulgar, then from a very young age, the child also becomes vulgar. Among the first words of the child may be words of vulgarity. So parents need to be very careful that our children watch us. Our children observe us. They are watching every step along the way. And what we do and how we are, they will be. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. For children, their parents are their first heroes. They may not say it, they may not realize it, but don't we see how they try to imitate their parents in every way? Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. This teaches us and this shows us how the parents are taken by the child as their heroes, as their role models, as their mentors. Yes, later in life, the child will have other role models as well. Perhaps the parent will take the hand of the child and place it in the hand of a spiritual guide. Perhaps the parent will take the child and place them in the company of a teacher. And the child will learn from that teacher and will learn from the spiritual guide. But the first of the spiritual guides and the first of the teachers of that child, that is the lap of the mother, the gaze of the father, the presence of the parents. It is for the parents to be good and then the child will be good. It is for the parents to give tarbiyah, then the child will be good. It is for the parents to teach the child good manners and then the child will have good manners. The best gift that a father can give to his child is good akhlaq. Good akhlaq, good manners. Where else is the child going to learn this? Many a times, you find that children go to school and by that age, they expect that the teachers teach the child good manners. However, that good manners is something which is not taught by education, it is taught by training. It is not taught by education, it is taught by tarbiyah. It is taught by the child watching, observing, and it is taught by habit, by doing the same thing over and over again. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. And that is the way for us to grow our children up, to train our children, to guide our children in the right direction. Parents are guides. Parents are role models. Parents are those who give tarbiyah. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us to be good parents towards our children, that we give them a good, proper Islamic upbringing. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you the means to Jannah of your children and your children your means to Jannah, such that when we leave this dunya, those children may be those children who please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and still raise their hands to say, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Oh my Rabb, oh my Allah, please have mercy on my parents. The way they were kind and merciful towards me when I was little. Ameen bi jahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please stay locked on to Madani channel for more education and more tarbiyah and more guidance towards the deen of Islam and the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless you all. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall.